Welcome to the Ember Wing Collective podcast. I'm Kimberly Beer.
I'm Vicky Jarika.
Hey, Vicky. Oh, goodness. You know, as people are listening to this, it is the end of February. I'm projecting out into the future. And you know what happens at the end of February?
No.
Mercury retrograde. So, interesting thing. In Cowgirls with Cameras, my two business partners there are... they're not the woo-woo-y kind of people. Like I sometimes am almost just too much for them. Like they're a little bit like, oh my word. But what's funny is now after years and years of being around me, when things start getting weird in their lives, like they look around and they're like aware that things are bizarre, they text me and is like, what is going on? Like what's in retrograde? Like what is mucked up right now? And I'm like, yeah, let me help you with that. Let me grab some tarot cards and the patchouli and we'll figure it out.
There you go.
So our episode today for our listeners is Mercury Retrograde, a survival guide for people who refuse to panic. And it's interesting because Vicky and I approach Mercury Retrograde in a little bit of a different way. It has a different meaning for me than it does for her. And I think that it probably represents between the two of us, probably 85% of the population between sure. one way or the other. But before we dive into that conversation, let's talk a little bit about what Mercury retrograde is, because sometimes people get confused about this. So Mercury retrograde is when Mercury goes backwards. So Mercury is the planet of movement. And when it goes backwards, astrologically and energetically, and if we think of it energetically as all of these things in the universe pull on us and pull in different directions, they're all magnetic. It is all about energy. When that energy goes backwards, it brings things around again. And I always think of Mercury retrograde as one of two things. It's either wanting to complete a cycle, or it's offering something back to me that I need to make a different decision about. And sometimes it mucks up my technology. It is really a time when conversations and communication and the technology that supports those things can just simply go haywire, for lack of a better term. And so when Mercury retrograde comes up, you may find yourself revisiting old conversations. You may find yourself revisiting old relationships. If you look at a calendar as to when your old boyfriends or ex-lovers have wandered through your life, a lot of times it's very close to or during a Mercury retrograde. It is oddly, eerily in sync. It is often a time when if you've had an unfinished decision, or for me, it's an unfinished project. I actually really love Mercury retrograde. I'm the weirdo that loves it because I get so many things checked off my list during Mercury retrograde. It's like the universe is, okay, this is the time for you to finish everything that you started. So here it is, here it is, here it is. Wow. And it gives it to me in a way I can complete it. But if you have unfinished decisions, half expressed truths, lingering resentments or avoidances, those are going to get rubbed on during this particular period. These disruptions are really pointing to where the energy is stuck because it's going backwards. Now, when Mercury goes back to being direct or moving in the direction that it's supposed to, that energy unfreezes. This is the period when it comes back up for us to notice. I frame Mercury retrograde as a time of completion and closure. So completion is completing the things that have come back around, and closure is optional and more external. So one interesting piece of advice a lot of people get during Mercury retrograde is don't sign a contract.
Right.
During this time of
year.
I've heard that. Yeah. It's a dangerous time to sign contracts. Here's how I sort of float through that, because I've signed a lot of contracts during Mercury retrograde. If it is a contract that has come around before, in other words, previously it has wandered into my life, this is the absolute sign that I need to complete it or completely disregard it for the future. Let me give you an example of that. Last year, at almost exactly this time during Mercury retrograde, I sold a little 10-acre piece of land to a person I'd been renting to for quite some time. And he had mentioned that he wanted to buy the little house and the piece of land like within a month of moving in. And that was actually like 2 years before we actually got it done. It took forever. And we went all the way through these weird cycles and different attorneys. And it was like, it was problematic. Let's put it that way. And then it came back around with a closing date during Mercury retrograde. And I stopped for a moment because I realized it because, of course, I look at the calendar.
Sure.
And I'm like, this means that this is actually going to go through. And it did. It completed that cycle. It closed the loop. It's been a very positive thing. So when you're approached with a contract and you know it's a closure, this is a good time for you to do it. However, regardless of that, you need to cross all the T's and dot all the I's. This is a time you do not want to take your eye off the ball and just trust the flow, because sometimes things are here to say, do you really want to do this? Do you really want to do this? So what you want to look for is those repeating cycles. And is this something that you actually want to complete? Or is the completion closing it out and never dealing with it again because you're done with that energy, which is the old boyfriend energy of Mercury retrograde,
sure.
Right?
Right.
It's that here, universe says, here, look at this guy again. Do you think that he'd be good for you? Have you learned? I always think of it as like some guide of mine is probably giggling in the background going, do you think she's learned her lesson? Here, there's a test.
Here he is.
Let's see if you really have.
Bye.
So, and other things that we want to be super aware of during Mercury retrograde, miscommunication, which I've already mentioned, technology going awry, travel plans sometimes get disrupted. So you can get delays. A lot of airport delays happen during Mercury retrograde. I don't know if there's an actual study that does that, but I know in my personal experience, if I'm going to get a delayed flight, it's generally during Mercury retrograde. All of these things can cause people to be more reactive. And because of all of these things that keep coming back and getting thrown in their face, it is really a time when people's like nerve endings are on fire. And if you listen to our last episode, we are combining that with the combustible material of entering into the fire horse season, getting ready to go into spring, and then all of the volatility everywhere across our planet. And Mercury retrograde can be scary, but we don't need to panic. It doesn't land the same way for everybody. Some people feel it very strongly, like I do, and other people barely notice.
Yeah, that would be me. When we were talking, you were like, let's talk about Mercury retrograde. And I'm like, I don't really have thoughts, which is fine, because neither one of us are wrong.
That is exactly right. Both of us are exactly right. Neither of us are wrong.
Yeah. It's not what is Mercury doing right now, but how do you relate to cycles and disruptions? At least this is how I look at it, right? And this happens year round, not just when Mercury is retrograde, but how am I relating to this disruption in my life or this change in travel plans? Am I reviewing any contract and making sure that I'm dotting my I's and crossing my T's? And that's just mindfulness coming into play for me anyway. But it's how much meaning do we assign to Mercury retrograde, or how much meaning do we assign to just having awareness of what's going on in our life and looking around and seeing that and how we are responding to it, to the situations that come up for us. One of the things about mindfulness is when you're actively practicing it, there comes this ability to create a witness aspect to our lives. And that creates neutrality, right? We can see events unfolding, but we don't get emotionally charged or reactive. And so that's how I guess I approach some of these seasons of time where there's things going on that might be outside of my control for sure. I obviously can't control planets, but knowing that, having the awareness that I'm responsible for my behavior and how I approach life and going through it allows me to sit with an awareness and see some of the disruptions or confusion or complications or IT problems and just go, okay, that's just today and what I'm going through today. So anyway, it's a very different approach. Again.
Yeah, Mercury retrograde can be a really good scapegoat too.
Yeah, sure.
Just blame it on Mercury retrograde and move on. And you know what? There is nothing wrong with that. Even if you do not believe in Mercury retrograde, believe me, Mercury retrograde does not care if you make it the scapegoat. It really could care less. The whole planet is not concerned with us at all. And if that lets you release some stuff, by all means, go ahead and do it.
Sure.
Yeah. So we each have brought some points that I use to survive Mercury retrograde. And I think Vicky is going to give you points about being able to integrate your experience. So for me, I reframe this time as productive rather than restrictive. That's my biggest reframe and my biggest survival guide tip is to reframe it as a time where you can be incredibly productive and use it as a get it done window. When Mercury retrograde shows up, I'm like, bring it on. Bring it on. I am ready. There are some cycles that I am ready to kiss goodbye forever. For me, it's when stalled projects can become finishable if I'm open to them being finishable. So part of that is me being aware of where I'm holding stuck energy in my body, where I'm holding stuck energy in my subconscious, where my conscious mind is trying to talk me out of things, letting me be open to actually getting things done. I also am really in tune to the fact that Mercury retrograde is a very gestalt experience. It asks you to bring an unfinished business forward so that you can complete those cycles. And unfinished business completion is one of those things that my training has definitely given me the power to do for myself and also to help other people walk through that process. It's one of the most powerful things you can do because every time one of those loops is left open, it's a place that drains energy from you. It's
Absolutely.
A place that drains your excitement. It's a place that is also open for other things to take advantage of. Closing the loop is a really good practice for the survival guide. And if Mercury retrograde has brought it back up for you, now is the time to talk to your therapist or talk to a gestaltist or work with a hypnotherapist or do some journaling about it so that you can close the loop. Whatever works for you, friend, do it. Also, remember that retrogrades do bring back what is incomplete so it can be resolved. And that completion gives you relief, clarity, and momentum. So as it's going through, it's a little bit like any healing process. It can get a little painful and feel a little wonky, but when it completes, you will feel better. And it's not sometimes an immediate feel better. It's like getting over a cold. Sometimes it takes a few days in that kind of liminal limbo space before you get back to normal or better than normal. And just another survival guide here with starting new things. If you are starting new things during Mercury retrograde and they're brand spanking new, it may be a little bit more difficult than things that are coming back around that you want to pick back up. So an example of this is if you've been toying with writing a novel and all of a sudden you're super inspired starting on February the 26th to start writing your novel.
Right.
That is a loop, my friend, that is closing. Get your computer out, clear some things off your calendar, and let it happen. Mercury retrograde is the time when I clear my mental and psychic clutter out.
I think that's
a good
wonderful
time to take out the garbage.
There you go. And for me, it's staying the course and staying with my practice of noticing and adjusting and seeing what is my pattern. And I guess the space might open up the opportunity to amplify what my pattern is so that I get some clarity or additional clarity. And by paying attention, I'm going to notice things when they loop around again, or at least I hope that I notice. And then I can take steps to, like you said, close the loop. Does that need to be released? Does it need to be completed in a different way? Or what's going on with that? This continual practice of staying present and aware to what's happening in the moment for me.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. It asks us to do that. Closing loops asks you to be present.
Absolutely.
It really does. So let's talk about what we're not going to do during Mercury retrograde. So this is always part of every good survival guide is don't do this. So you're not going to blame Mercury for poor boundaries. You can make it your scapegoat for a lot of other things, but don't make it a scapegoat for your poor boundaries. Don't avoid responsibility. That's actually a really good way to get that cycle to repeat again. And if you want to let it go, let it go. Don't freeze your progress because of superstition. And honestly, this is energy. Energy, there's nothing superstitious about energy. It's just understanding that there's maybe a little bit of a coincidence here, but it is offering it up. Don't amplify your chaos with over-exaggerated anticipation. Like, we don't need anticipatory Mercury retrograde craziness. That's not a place any of us want to live. So don't like over-anticipate, be aware, but no over-anticipation. And don't just assume discomfort means danger or lack of progress. Sometimes really good progress comes through something not being really super comfortable. Sure. So yeah, Mercury retrograde can be a tool, not a rule. And let's all use it intentionally, or if you want to, just ignore it entirely. I'm going to give them the dates. And then if you want to give in any closing thoughts. So the 2026 dates for Mercury retrograde, which are all very readily available on Google. Just Google dates for whatever year you want to know in Mercury retrograde. If you want to do the boyfriend math from years ago, you can go back. There's a record book been kept. But for this year, it's February 26th. Through March 20th. That is in Pisces, which means there's probably going to be a lot of emotional. As a matter of fact, all of the retrogrades this year are in water signs. So there's going to probably be some emotions attached to them. So just be prepared. So that is February 26th through March 20th. Then there is another one in Cancer, June 29th through July 23rd. And then the final one for 2026 is November 24th through November 13th in Scorpio. And if you want a little added boost of what happens during that period of time, that is election. That is midterms. Go see what I just said about not anticipatory craziness.
Yeah. Here's my takeaway. Awareness is useful. Fear is optional.
There you go. I love that. That needs to be on somebody's t-shirt, right?
Yes.
That needs to be. Oh, and I have one. So my AI dropped this little truth bomb on me the other day when I was working through some stuff. You don't get extra credit for suffering.
That's awesome. And no, you don't.
Oh, my word. Some days out of the mouths of a robot comes really true wisdom. I know it knows not what it says, but boy, that one landed. And I'm going to put it as probably one of my guides stuck that in there just as a little a side note, because it really didn't make a lot of sense in what I was talking about. But
that's
don't
funny.
Get extra credit for suffering. All right, you guys, thank you for hanging out with us today. Please go check out our website at emberwingcollective.com. We'd love to see you in our community when it gets open. We're still in a beta version. So drop us an email and say, hey, when you're ready to really roll out, or hey, I'm willing to be a guinea pig. And we will either let you in or keep you on the DL as to what we're up to. But thanks for hanging out. Cheers to a happy Mercury retrograde season.
Absolutely.